Nearly 8 million Filipino migrant workers will be allowed to vote and run for public office for the first time in the Philippines' May elections. In Hong Kong's Central District on Sundays, the soaring skyscrapers stand empty, but the streets below ring with songs and laughter. Listen closely and you hear only female voices. These are the women who do the housework and care for children every day in thousands of Hong Kong homes. More than 100,000 Filipinos are working in Hong Kong on special permits, mainly as housekeepers, babysitters, drivers and gardeners. Most are women and they typically spend just a fraction of their $470 monthly salary on themselves. The rest is sent back home where wages are lower and jobs harder to come by. In spite of her long hours as a domestic worker, Connie Bragas Ragalado has made time to run for a seat in the Philippine Congress in May's election. She represents the Migrante Party, named after the overseas workers it represents.
The overseas absentee voting law allows us to vote and, of course, to be voted. And this is where the migrant workers decided to form a party to actively participate in the 2004 elections.
Nearly half of the migrant workers from the Philippines are women living in places like Hong Kong, Saudi Arabia and the United States. Some work in relatively well-paid jobs in restaurants or as nurses and teachers. But many work as domestic servants, often enduring long hours, cramped living quarters and abusive employers. Even in Hong Kong, which has laws to protect migrant workers, there are abuses. Newspapers here frequently carry stories of domestic helpers being beaten, sexually abused or cheated of their pay. Like many of her peers, Ms. Bragas Ragalado feels that Philippine President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo has ignored the problems migrant workers face. When a Hong Kong tax imposed last year effectively slashed the maid's pay, President Arroyo issued only a brief statement against the move. Ms. Bragas Ragalado's party led thousands of maids in protest on the Hong Kong streets.
The Migrante Sectoral Party has already declared that Gloria Macapagal Arroyo is not an option. We don't cast any vote for Arroyo.
But Ms. Bragas Ragalado has not aligned herself with other presidential candidates, including Fernando Po Jr., a movie star now entering politics. Mr. Po is seen in many opinion polls as the front runner in the presidential election. She says that not endorsing a presidential candidate has its drawbacks as it could hurt her chances for a congressional seat.
Actually, it's really very hard. First, we don't have money. We only have our families. And in the Philippines, if politics work on money, on guns. Administration candidates, they have the money of the government.
This is the first time overseas Filipino workers are being allowed to vote in elections back home. But of the 8 million Filipinos working overseas, only about 300,000 are registered to vote. Some migrants complain their government did not promote voter registration at its embassies. Others say the small number of registered voters indicates voter apathy or that migrants are difficult to contact. A third of the registered migrant voters live in Hong Kong, and Ms. Bragas Ragalado hopes to garner their support as well as the support from their families in the Philippines. Money sent home from migrants makes up at least 5% of the Philippines' gross national product. Some academics predict the migrant vote will affect the future of Philippines politics because of the group's economic strength. Carolyn Howe, a political scientist at Japan's Kyoto University, says that migrants are often the primary money earners in their families and will vote with more confidence and independence. She also predicts voting overseas will not be marred by corruption as it can be in the Philippines.
Politicians have to take into serious consideration overseas Filipino workers because their voting patterns will be influenced by people back home. But I would also say that most likely it will be much harder for politicians to coerce.
Ms. Howe says the overseas vote could be used as a benchmark of how certain regions or provinces vote when there is no manipulation. Ms. Howe notes that the major contenders in the presidential election have done little to woo migrants. But on one Sunday in Hong Kong's Central District, it is clear that at least one candidate has attracted plenty of attention. Brother Eddie Villanueva, a Christian religious leader, promises a sense of belonging through his prayer groups as well as better representation back home. One migrant explains why she wants Brother Eddie to be president.
We want to have a righteous leader as we pray through the Brother Eddie. He was so concern about the Filipino workers, especially the treatment, so I want to vote for him.
Brother Eddie is not likely to win the election, but his influence on the migrant voters in Hong Kong may provide insight into migrant voter habits in future elections. Kath Maria, VOA News, Hong Kong.